Does that mean? Well, there are some views I'm conservative, some views I'm liberal, and so I'm looking to be right down the middle. Glad you're all here today listening to the show. I'd like to talk about talking. That's what we're listening to. We're listening to somebody talk. You're listening to me talk. And you just have to wonder in your mind, thinking, why am I listening to this guy? Well, you're listening to me talk. Now, where does this talking come from? Well, talking, you know, if you want to get into a medical thing, you can say, well, it's, you know, through the voice box and everything else. But it really comes from thinking. But if it was just talking about thinking, then you would say, well, how am I going to hear what this guy's thinking unless he's talking? So, well, you know, it goes like this. Well, I have, you know, we all have things in our mind that we're, you know, thinking about, and, you know, sometimes we can express ourselves, and sometimes we just want to just think about things. Well, when you have a radio show, you can't just be thinking, because then you're just going to have a bunch of dead air. So I you know, have to put these thoughts together to try to make this interesting, so it'll captivate you and make you want to hang in there and hear what I have to say about all the things going on in the world. Well, what I like to do is I play excerpts of all the other talk show guys. You guys got people on the right, you got people on the left, and I try to figure out what they're thinking about and why they're talking about it. And it comes down to, well, you know, people are maybe getting sick of you know, the people I talk to are getting sick of the people being too far on the right, people, you know, too far on the left. And I decided that, you know, the way I think about things is that I'm right down the middle. And I think that's where America is. I think America is right down the middle. And so what I do is we're going to play some of these excerpts, and we're going to analyze them, dissect them, and figure out what they're trying to say, and see if I can, you know, move them. Who knows if they're going to listen to this show, and who knows who's listening to this show? But I don't want to persuade anybody. I want people to, you know, think about what they're, you know, who they are, what they are, what they're about, and, you know, decide what's right for them. Because that's, you know, let's face it, that's America. We all want our freedoms to choose which way it feels best for us. So let me play some of these excerpts and we'll see who's up, okay? Thank you for listening. Here we go.
Okay, well, cool. Very, 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 very cool. Oh, I'm sure it includes a blessing, certainly. I'm sure the Obama, yeah, I'm sure you're anointed. You might even be baptized. As an official Democrat, and all it takes is $5 or more to put yourself in the drawing. They're running a raffle. The Democrat Party's running a raffle. I guess McCain is too. Let's go to the audio sound bites yesterday in St. Louis. This is where, of course, Fort Marcy Airlines was forced down due to a mechanical that was on their way to North Carolina, didn't make it there. So, Obama had to go out there and did a conference call, I think, with the supporters that were supposed to be there in North Carolina. But this...
They're paying this guy $400 million a year. Nah, it's not $400 million a year. I think it's an 8-year deal for $400 million. Well, you know, there's hope for everybody out there, I guess. Anybody who's interested in this talk radio game and might possibly have the gift for gab. I don't know. Of gab. Gift for gab, of gab. I don't know. Same thing. You know, he's mumbling, he's fumbling, he's pointing to the left. I mean, he's saying, well, you know, a candidate has to get off a plane in an emergency and he has to kind of wing it. Well, you know, that can happen to anybody. You know, trying to make somebody else look bad just in any way, shape, or form possible. This is what this guy does. It's not fair to the left, it's not fair to the people on the right, because it's kind of like it's like a Michael Moore edited version of Fahrenheit 9/11. How, you know, what he did to make the Republicans look bad. I mean, you know, some of that, you know, made sense. Some of it didn't. You know, but you know, with editing, folks, you can do anything to anybody, make anybody look like a fool. That's what, you know, that's what people do on the left. That's what people do on the right. I think they do it more on the right to the left. I think because the talking points on the left just they're not going anywhere. I mean. It's boring. You listen to it and you're saying, what am I listening to? There's no substance. That's why you got to find somebody in the center that you can listen to, that can give you perspective on both sides of the story. And that's what I'm going to do for you, folks. That's what I'm going to do. All right, we're going to go to our next excerpt here and see what's going on there. Glad y'all here to listen to my rant here, and here we go again.
Wait a minute, stop the tape. See, this is exactly what I was talking about. You have no intention of doing this. Immediate relief to families who are struggling right now while helping to jumpstart economic growth. Where are you on lowering the price of gasoline? Where are you on oil drilling way offshore? But that's another thing. We need to change the lexicon here. All these politicians saying, we're not going to drill offshore. What does offshore mean to people? Offshore means the little kiddies right there on the sand of the beach, and they got their little buckets, and they're building sandcastles, and they're looking for seashells, and they're just their little toes and feet are in the water, and they're having a run, fun time, they're skipping around, and within 30 yards will be an oil well.
What does this guy know about anything? Is he a scientist now? Does he know what future problems can bring from drilling off our shores there? We've already had all kinds of problems with it. You know, they talk about, well, it's going to be environmentally correct. Environmentally safe. We don't need to do this, folks. We don't need to dig out there. Don't listen to this crap. We don't need to. What we need to do is we need to mandate any kind of transportation that is public transportation, delivery trucks, any kind of mass trucks, that are the cars that are on the roads all the time. You know, we're going to work, we're there. We leave work, we're gone. But the people that are driving around all day long, taxis, limos, mailmen, UPS, freight, all those cars should be electric. That's it. You mandate it. You put it through 3 years. That probably represents a third of all vehicles. I mean, that'll open up and lower the prices and lower the demand, lower the supply, which should allow us to, you know, lower the price of gas, make it reasonable for people. But that's what's got to be done. We don't want to start going places where we don't really want to go, and that is messing our environment up more than it is. So, you know, you can't just kid around with that kind of stuff there, Rush. There's serious consequences with doing those kinds of things. And anybody of any reasonable intelligence will tell you that. Let's go on and find another excerpt that I can give you a liberal view. That was my liberal view. You know, I have conservative views too. And we're going to get to those. We're going to get to everything. You just stay tuned. All right, here we go to the next one.
Freak. Keep it in the circus. A nightmare. I'm telling you. This is where we are right now. I got to chill going down my spine when that story first broke, thinking it was an honor killing and hoping against hope this can't happen in the United States of America. And I don't want to hear people saying, oh, well, this is just one incident. Have you been following what's happened in our own country in Minneapolis? Foot baths to taxi cab drivers not picking up people who were carrying alcohol. Well, I mean, this is happening in our country. And we need moderate Muslims to speak out against this. We need moderate Muslims to have a massive protest, a massive statement that they make globally to the world about the meaning of liberty and condemning this kind of stuff that's going down. We're not going to have this situation in this country, I hope, where we also have separate legal systems.
Absolutely correct, Amundo. We don't hear enough of this, folks. I mean, we hear it, you know, from our dear friend Laura here, talking about the garbage that's going on out there. But you just don't hear it in the mainstream enough. And you can say, well, you know, talk radio's got a lock on the, you know, and the AM radio here, and I guess they're in the Sirius, whatever. But, you know, not enough people listen to this. We, you know, this has to be all over our news when this kind of stuff happens. Because we have to let the world know what's going on. We have to let America know what's going on. Now, the world, you know, maybe a little too late for the world, the whole earth, but it's not too late for America. You can see what's going on in England. You can see what what's happening there as far as people being taken over by this religion of peace. And we've got to worry about this is going to happen here. And it's happening here. But we don't talk about it enough. And I'm glad that we can get these stories and we can get them out there. But, you know, I just don't think it's enough. You can watch your local news. You're not going to hear about it. You have to watch, you know, and listen to, you know, a conservative guy to hear about this. And, you know, let's say you're just, you know, you're not interested in radio. Let's say you're not hearing, you don't want to hear what's going on. You're not even going to read about this, folks, in the paper. You're not, because you have a liberal slant on the left that decides what stories they're going to report. Now, do you think this is fair? Do you think this is right? I don't think so. This is not saying that that, you know, when you say you're talking about being on the left, well, you know what? Being on the left, you still have a duty to America to let people know what kind of osmosis is happening in this country when it comes to this particular religion. And if we're not mindful about the things that this can create and multiply and have the snowball effect, it's going to cause nightmares for this country. This country will never be the same. It won't be America anymore. It'll be something else. We won't even be proud to be called yourself an American anymore. You don't even know what you're going to call yourself. You might call yourself a slave. You might call yourself a headless wonder because your head might be cut off. I mean, this is serious, folks. And I want to thank Laura again for bringing this to our attention. But it's just not enough, folks. We have to get it out there in every media possible. And it can't just be heard on the right. It has to be heard from the people on the left. Because just because you're on the left doesn't mean you don't have a responsibility to be an American. Because I do believe that there are people on the left that maybe want to talk about this. They have a concern about it, but they are afraid to speak up. Well, you know what? You have to speak up. You have to speak your mind about what a dangerous problem this is for all of us here in America. Let's go to another excerpt here. See what else we can find, dig up.
I don't mind drilling you, because we have to make a bridge to the alternative fuels. But we cannot any longer send billions of dollars abroad and think our economy is going to be good. It isn't. It's not us. It's not the oil that bothers me. It's spending the money to buy the oil abroad. I hope you all understand that. That's killing the dollar. That's killing us. We cannot spend all this money abroad to import this stuff. You're not going to drill your way out of it. I know a lot of you conservatives don't like to hear that, but that's the truth. You can drill, you can get more, but it's a finite resource. We need to get into alternatives, which is obviously doable. All right, that's number one. So the economy is bad. But is it a nation in decline? It's bad for everybody. The whole world is getting hammered. And we'll get out of it. Our production capacity is tremendous here in the United States. So that's cyclical, that'll learn. All right, abroad. The U.S. military has almost single-handedly defeated Islamic fascism in Iraq. Did you know that? You'll never hear it in the other news cycles. You'll never read it in the New York Times. Almost single-handedly, the United States military has defeated Islamic fascism in Iraq. They are losing. Al-Qaeda has been decimated there, and Al-Qaeda poured many resources in there. Okay? We're winning the war now. After a three-year period where it was very bad, we are winning there. Now, is the victory important? Of course it's important. Number one, you are body slamming your biggest enemy in the world, Islamic fascism. Number two, Iran can't do anything because we're on their flank.
Well, I mind if we drill. Maybe you don't mind there, Bill, but I mind if we drill. So that's not going to be the bridge. The bridge is going to be we're going to hang in there as long as we can. We're going to import this stuff. We're going to try and get stuff from Canada, Mexico, wherever we can. The closer by, the better. But we're going to get these transportation, the cars and the trucks that you see on the road all the time, not just going from work and then coming home, like I said before. Those have to be mandated in the next 3 years, have to be converted to electric vehicles. I know it's going to be hard on those companies to convert. Give them tax breaks. Do whatever you can to give them motivation to want to do it. That's what we have to do. Digging for more oil is just going to cause havoc on our environment. And I'm as sure as I am sitting here, as sure as I am breathing, that's what's going to happen here. And as far as winning, yeah, we're winning. But you're never going to win, Bill. Never going to win, fully win. There are people that want to kill us. And they're not the regular type of army or military that wears a uniform. It's an ideology that is inbred like ants that just keep on multiplying. We can kill them off one at a time, five at a time, 10 at a time. But it's just one of those things where it's just this is what the world has become. So we have to fight it every step of the way. We have to kill as many as we can, but it's never going to be over, folks. So you can say we're winning, but it's never going to be a complete 100% victory, because there's just going to be these factions that are just going to grow up and blossom in different areas. We have that happening here in our own country. We have Nazis coming out in our country. We have terrorists probably cells all over the country. We don't have to live scared, but we have to be just mindful, and we're always going to have to be that way, folks. Big Brother they have to put cameras up everywhere. We have to watch everything. We have to listen to everything. That's the way we're going to save people's lives, because there are just sick people out there that want to cause us harm. That's what they want to do. That's what they live for, and they're not ever going to die out. I know this sounds kind of scary, but you know what? We have to live with certain things. We have to but we still have to go about our business and enjoy our lives. And that's what we're going to do, folks. That's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying my life. I want everybody out there to enjoy their lives. Look, there's no perfect day, no perfect world. It's the way things are. Things happen. Accidents happen. We make mistakes. That's the way it goes. But we have to just keep our head focused as much and as best as we can. And that's what's going to help us into going into the future. Let's see, what else we got? We got another excerpt here to listen to. I'm going to look for one. So you stay tuned.
You can't start, thinking that horrible things are happening to people as if God is planting them. It's not that I'm going around and smiting, per se. But blessing is a strange thing, because you have general blessing, which people all get to partake in, because life is a blessing. Birth is a blessing. The abundance of food and natural resources, a blessing. There's all kinds of general blessings that are given to everyone on the planet.
Okay.
Okay, that everyone has an option to kind of partake in. It's almost like the concept of, crime doesn't pay. Well, that's not true. For some people, it does pay. And for some people, they will receive blessings because of the people that are around them, or because of the principle of general blessing. And so you can look at them and say, well, gosh, they've got a good life, or there's things going on, yet they don't believe. But you can receive that from others. There will just be an absence of certain parts of it, almost as if there was this, back in the day when they had drive-in theaters. There, a lot of times, there would be these hills that were around the drive-in theaters that some people would go and sit on and watch the movie for free. Mm-hmm. But they didn't get the audio because they're not sitting down there. They didn't pay. And so they're getting, you can say, well, they're getting the movie, but they're not. They're going to get parts of it. And that's kind of a way to understand how people can receive blessings even if they don't, if they aren't believers.
Well, when we get to the tail end of my show, I like to play a few religious excerpts. Well, you know, the thing about people that have, you know, you have bad things happening to you, and you think, well, you know, maybe it's a karma thing. You know, stuff happens, you know, and we have to overcome those things, and we have to just keep believing in ourselves and thinking that, well, you know, if we did something wrong, we did something to somebody, and that's why that happened. You know, I'm not so sure. You know, you look at innocent children who you know, are taken too soon from some kind of accident or disease or whatever, and you're saying, well, you know, they couldn't have possibly done something wrong, you know. So it's all, maybe it's all about the next life where we go, and that's what we're paying for here. You know, the things that we think about and the things that we do determines, you know, where we're going to go. I think that we have to believe in ourselves, number one, and then we have to believe in God. You know, I don't think God would mind if we put him in second position. I really don't. I mean, I know there's going to be some religious people out there thinking, no, God's first. And that's okay, because that's what you believe. And I have the right and the freedom to say, well, what I believe. And I think we have to believe in ourselves first. I think that's what it's, you know, we have to do to give ourselves the strength to get through every single day, because it's hard, folks. There's things that just happen that makes it very difficult. And we just have to constantly just move forward with those things and believing in ourselves and then in God. That's the order of things. But to think that, well, oh, you know, I got in an accident today and, you know, it was my fault and I wasn't thinking, or, you know, we're human beings. We're human. And human means making mistakes. And hopefully what we can do is we can learn from those mistakes so we don't have those things keep happening to us. Because that's, of course, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and having the same results. So let's see what else we can find here. Let's go to the next, I think we've got another religious excerpt I found, and let's see what it has to say.
Abigail came to Nabal, verse 36, and he was holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk, so she did not tell him anything at all until the morning light. Wouldn't that have been a great moment for her to walk in and say, I just saved your body, Ace. She doesn't do that. No resentment, no self-pity. She just turns in, pulls up the covers, and goes to sleep. God knows what she did. God will reward her. Nabal doesn't have the sense to know what he's got in that great woman. And God's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. So the Lord took up the slack the next morning. Verse 37. It came about in the morning when the wine had gone out of Nabal that his wife told him these things. And his heart died within him so that he became as a stone. I take it that he had a stroke. And about 10 days later it happened that the Lord struck Nabal and he died. The Lord, not David. I mean, when she pictured for Nabal as he's just, you know, in a hangover, she pictures the troops coming down the hill with swords flashing. He's gone. 10 days later, he's gone. And the Lord struck him. You know, a great verse to put in the margin of your Bible is Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
God, I love your stories. I love when people tell the stories. I believe in those stories. I totally believe in them. I don't know if it's the power of God that just will take somebody's life. I'm sure that there may be something to that. But I do also believe in the fact that, you know, God has given us free will, and the free will of other humans taking other humans' lives. And that's, you know, what I believe more. I think that there are times where, you know, things happen and you can't explain them, and you can say, well, is it just bad luck, or that poor guy, I can't believe that happened to him. You know, what did he do to deserve that? I mean, we have to not second guess ourselves. We have to stay positive that you know, if we do the right thing, that, you know, in our next life, better things will be. In this life, better things will be because of the things and the kindness that we have for others. And I think that, you know, it's wonderful to, you know, listen to people talk about the brilliant, you know, scholars talk, theologians talk about the stories in the Bible, because there's so much to be learned. And that's why I listen to a lot of it, because I like to learn. And I think that, you know, we all like to learn, even if we don't have the time, or we're too busy, or other things are, you know, more important at particular times. What it comes down to, we want to learn things. Even when we're, you know, sitting down and we're watching some stupid movie, we're hoping that we're going to get something out of it. That's going to make it better. Sometimes, you know, we just want to be entertained, and, you know, but it really comes down to the root that we want to learn something, even in you know, when we're being entertained, something that we can, you know, maybe pass on or share with others. So, anyways, in bringing the close of the show, I'm glad we're all here today, and I hope we're all here tomorrow, and the tomorrows, more tomorrows. Keep having those tomorrows, folks, and God bless, and love each other as much as we can. But be mindful, folks. There's just people out there that are never going to have love, and it's too bad for them, but it's also very important for us to make sure that we can believe that. You have to believe that you can't convert everybody. It's just not going to happen. But there are those out there who want to convert you. So just watch it. Be watchful. Be mindful. Until we meet again.